Hi, I'm Erin Gadecki. I'm a Senior Research Fellow at Edith Cowan University.
You've just released trial results for the VERSE trial, which we've published the protocol and the SAP in the International Journal of Stroke. Congratulations. Can you tell us about what the trial was on, explain aphasia to us, and then give us the results?
I can. Thanks, Carmen. Aphasia is difficulty with words and finding words and language after stroke. And so people with aphasia have very hard time communicating. They find it difficult to find the right word, put the right sounds into sentences and words into sentences. And that means that these people have significant difficulty in their communities. They have significant loss of roles, family and education and relationships, and have very high rates of non-return to work for people in the workforce. Aphasia's got a very large relationship with depression after stroke. Almost two-thirds of the people with aphasia will develop depression after. And aphasia is a very isolating condition, such that people with aphasia in their families become withdrawn and start to socially not interact because of their communication disorder. So the VERSE trial is a randomised control trial that investigated the effects of providing more therapy in the early recovery phase when we think there's a window of opportunity. And we base that premise on information and literature from the neurosciences, where we think the early intensive intervention provides better outcomes and helps the natural process of recovery. VERSE is the largest clinical trial in the area, with 246 participants recruited from 17 sites across Australia and New Zealand. And we showed that usual care in this intervention provided about 10 hours of therapy across 4 weeks, that therapy was done 2 to 3 times a week, and that those sessions were about 30 minutes in total. Then we provided therapy in the intensive part of the group, where these people got almost double that. In fact, they got exactly double that amount of intervention. And our results showed that when we looked at this, people being able to communicate at 12 weeks after the stroke and again at 26 weeks after the stroke, that usual care intervention, so 10 hours in that very early time of recovery, provided a better outcome than providing intensive intervention. For us, in a scientific basis, this is really important because the language recovery we're seeing now is akin not to the neuroscience literature and doesn't adhere to motor recovery principles and enhancing that early intervention period of recovery, but is much more like a very slow and important to get the intervention, but not so intensively.
So can you just, in lay terms, if I was a family member and my family member's had a stroke and it becomes quickly evident that they are aphasic, what does this mean for them?
The trial has been the first trial to suggest that we can start therapy certainly within the first 2 weeks is very important, but we can do that gently. So previously we were thinking we needed to start these people getting up and talking early and really enhancing and actually making them work very hard with that extra therapy. Our results have shown us that these sessions need to be structured sessions. They need to have a tailored therapy that helps them get the words right and put the words into sentences, but that can happen in a very reduced form to what we previously thought, meaning that intervention and that therapy can be 2 to 3 times a week instead of 5 or 6 times a week, and that's going to give the people recovering from aphasia the best outcome. Time in rehab after stroke is very intensive for the family member and the person with aphasia and the stroke survivor, and it means that it is important to start language therapy and aphasia therapy early, but that the people doing the therapy can have a bit of a rest between sessions and they actually need that rest to help them consolidate the learning. The results of the VERSE trial indicate that recovery from language in the first 12 weeks is different from the neuroscience model. So the neuroscience model and the literature in that field comes from animal studies and studies of human motor movement. And what we see is that lots of therapy really early provides better outcomes for these people. And in fact, if we provide too much of that intervention in motor, it can be dangerous. What we saw in the VERSE trial was quite the opposite. It showed us that in early recovery, if we provide intensive intervention, it does no better than providing a lesser intense rehabilitation. So that means for us that our models of neuroscience don't adhere for early language recovery. And this is also different from language recovery after the 6-month period. So there's a body of literature that suggests that intensive intervention for aphasia is beneficial. Our results show that that's quite different in early recovery. This is a landmark trial around the dose of intervention that's required within those first 4 weeks of stroke recovery, and it shows us that we can put our services into different places. It also shows us that intervention is important in the early period of recovery, but that doesn't have to be intensive.
So AVERT and VERSE didn't answer the question that you asked. It answered something else.
They both answered the question around how much therapy is effective in this early recovery phase.
Yep.
And both of these trials showed that intensive intervention is not beneficial over and above standard care, which is different to them not working. So we in fact answered the question of how much therapy is too much, how much is not required. What these studies don't answer is how much should we be providing in this period. Mm. And we're left, our science is left with the response to that, in particular for VERSE, that as per the study, these people received 10 hours of therapy in that period and they got significant recovery. That doesn't mean it didn't work. It means that providing more therapy than 10 hours isn't worth the spend it would cost to put those resources into clinical practice.